You're listening to Comedy Central.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
W. Kamau Bell. Welcome to The Daily Show.
Yeah, maybe my last time.
Welcome. What do you mean your last time?
I just feel like I might be doing my last.
You know what I appreciate you, my friend, is the last time we spoke was like in the heart of the pandemic. I was in my apartment and you, I think, at home as well. Yeah. And we're talking and I said, you know, Kamau, every single time I see you talking about racism, you're always bringing the room down, you're talking about racism. And I see you felt that as a challenge. You were like, you know what, Trevor, I'm going to show you.
Yeah.
And this time, we're going to talk about Bill Cosby.
Oh, you thought I brought the room down before. The room is down, and they're down, a lot of them are down on me right now. So.
Why would you choose to do this? I remember you calling me and you said, hey, I'm doing this documentary about Bill Cosby. Would you like to be in it? And I was like, no.
Yeah.
There is no reason I would want to be part of this documentary. But no, but in all honesty, it's because, I know this is strange to say, Bill Cosby just was not a cultural influence
in my life.
No, we
talked about that.
Yeah.
We talked about that.
And it was so weird to me because I'm glad I've watched this documentary you made because now I truly understand how big Bill Cosby actually was. So tell me why. Why do you think we need to talk about Cosby?
I appreciate you talking about that phone call because I got a lot of no's from a lot of people, and I've been very clear about, other than obviously Hannibal Buress, I haven't said who said no, so thank you for outing yourself here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, so a lot of people said no?
Of course.
Well, I only said no because I didn't feel like I could add to the conversation.
I mean, yes, I understand that, but I'm saying like if you stack the yeses next to the no's.
Wow.
Yeah, and a lot of people had a lot of, I mean, I had some really great conversations like the one I had with you with people for a long time that ended in no. Yeah.
So when you were getting all the no's, did you think, ooh, should I not be making this thing?
Yeah. That was one of the many times I thought. And right now, as I sit here, should I be making this thing? It's like, I can't explain it other than I'm always drawn to difficult conversations. That's kind of my thing.
Yeah.
And because Bill Cosby was such a huge cultural, racial figure in my life and so charted a path that I was like, that's the path I should be on. Do good work, be a comedian, but also do good in the world. Like a lot of black folks, specifically of my generation and older, we were just gutted to find out about all these allegations and then wrestled with, do I believe them? And I believe them. And so it's like, that conversation's going in my head all the time. Every time he makes an appearance or sends out a tweet. And like, I'm always thinking about it and talking to other people about it. And I found myself in a position where I was talking to the producers of this doc about it, and they were like, they had never thought about it this way, and so this is where we ended up. But yeah, it was, I can only say I was compelled to do it by something that was not rational.
I think you doing it has honestly opened up one of the hardest conversations that we need to be having in society, not just specifically about Bill Cosby, but about society as a whole, right? It feels like, especially when you watch this docuseries, that there are almost, you know, three generations of people that are going to exist.
Yes.
There are the people who came up with Cosby.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you are sort of in the heart of that.
Yeah. Like Cosby. As a child, Cosby was one of the influences
shaped you.
Racing.
No, shape, it was part of shaping you, really, you know? I mean, people, we were talking about this, just before we came out for this interview, like my producers, and they were talking about how, like, in white families, they were like, Cosby's, this is the biggest thing. It wasn't about black or white, it was Cosby.
He was America's dad.
America's
not black
dad.
America's dad.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And he had done so much. And, you know, we talk about how, you know, you learn this in the documentaries, like how Cosby changed stuntmen in America. Like Cosby was the one who said, hey, you can't have white guys in blackface doing a stunt, just get black stuntmen. He changed Hollywood forever.
Yeah. There were no black stunt performers under contract until Bill Cosby.
So you have this generation of people who goes, man, Bill Cosby changed my world in all the best ways. Then you have the now generation who goes like, well, I just know Bill Cosby as the rapist guy, right? And then you have the generation that goes like, how do we live with the myth?
Yeah.
And the man.
Yeah, and that's...
Did you answer that question in the documentary for yourself?
I think the way we... is to deal with all of it. I think the only way you can deal with it... Roland Martin makes the great point of, like, you can't talk about black... You can't talk about America in the 21st century without talking about Bill Cosby. And
wow.
I think he says black America, but you can't talk about America in the 21st century without talking about Bill Cosby. But you can't also ignore all the things that have come out in the 21st century.
Right.
And so for me, this whole doc is about creating a space to talk about all of it. It's we need to talk about Cosby, not here's my thoughts on Cosby. And as you can see from that clip, there's nuance, there's anger, mm-hmm. there's sorrow. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of it is based in conflict or roiling frustration. And you have to talk about all of it because otherwise we lose essential parts of American history. For a lot of people, I'm hearing like they've been waiting for this conversation to happen in some format. And the other problem in America, we have the, like, it's not time now, it's not time now.
Yes,
anytime there's
right.
any major conversation, it just felt like when I started, he was in prison. I felt like it's time, and then he got out.
He got out on the last day of filming.
Yeah.
I had two questions. One, how did you feel about that? And two, did you ever reach out to him to be a part of the documentary?
So he got out on the last day of filming. It was one of the most surreal days of my life up until tomorrow when he releases a statement about the doc. The surreality will continue. You know, I thought maybe the project goes away, and also, yay, maybe the project goes away, you know, because it's just so hard to make. I didn't reach out to him because I was always clear that, one, it's a conversation about him. It's not a true crime documentary.
Got
it's not
it,
about finding
it,
out
it,
what this
it.
Person thinks. It's a conversation about the legacy and the work and also the allegations that I believe, as I said. And it just felt like I had really, we had worked hard as a team to earn the survivor's trust,
right.
to sit down and have these
right.
conversations in a more wide open way. And that would have felt like a real betrayal of their trust to put Bill Cosby into this.
One thing I appreciated in this documentary is how you're having those conversations. You know, it feels like you had to tackle it in a nuanced way. You didn't just go like, so what happened? It seemed like there was more to the conversation. What do you think we missed in some of the ways we were trying to have conversations in and around Cosby and in many of his survivors who came out?
It was really important for me and the filmmakers and the other producers to go, let's show who these people were. Let's bring them in the doc when they're just commenting on the time and the era. And if they have good memories of Bill Cosby, let's bring them in to talk about that. Because then the thing happens, like, maybe some woman is telling you about how Playboy worked and Hugh Hefner was, another man who's in this era.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, oh, she's an expert because she was in Playboy magazine and she was a playmate. And then you go, oh, wait, she's a survivor. So you get to meet her as a human being who's an expert in her life and her field. And you're not bringing all that this survivor is about to tell me a story to.
Right, right. Is it possible to separate the artist from the art? Do you think it is possible?
I mean, I would say this. We separate the art from the artist all the time.
Hmm.
There are so many ways. It could be musicians, could be actors. They don't have to be criminals, but you go, like right now, you're talking about Eric Clapton. You know what I mean? There are a lot of people who don't agree with any of his vaccine stances, but maybe felt touched by the song Tears in Heaven. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, so we do that all the time. We just don't think about it until it becomes somebody who's so seminal as Bill Cosby,
mm.
where if I go, I can't watch this stuff anymore, and you go, I can, then it becomes a fight of you mad at me because you think I don't understand and because you don't think I'm taking him seriously. And so for me, I'm like, in this doc, we can take the art seriously, but
right.
we have to talk about the other stuff.
Well, I'll tell you this, man. This documentary, I can't imagine how hard and scary it was to make.
It's still scary right now, Trevor.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. But honestly, I appreciate it just on a personal level because I think it gives people an opportunity to consume an extremely complicated story and a complicated legacy in one of the most nuanced ways possible. So thank you for that. Thank you for putting yourself on the line.
And just be clear.
And I want you to know, if your career ends, I will like claim that I never knew you. But I appreciate what you did.
I will respect that. I will respect that. This tape will be deleted. I understand.
No, man, for real, man. Congratulations and thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Trevor.
We need to talk about Cosby. Premieres January 30th, only on Showtime.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.